Hi everyone, and welcome to this new episode of the Geopolitical Report podcast. I'm John B. Folke, your host and special Russia research manager. Today, I want to discuss with you the Kremlin strategy to increase the influence in Eurasia and also in Africa and Latin America thanks to its military navy. Last news is that Russia and Egypt held joint naval maneuvers. As part of strengthening our cooperation between Russia and Egypt, the ships of the Russian Pacific Fleet conduct a joint exercise with their Egyptian counterparts in the Mediterranean Sea. This information was disseminated by the Minister of Defense of the Russian Federation. The Russian armed forces were represented by the missile cruiser Varyag and the frigate Marshal Shaposhnikov, while the Egyptian Navy was represented by the frigate Al-Qadir. During the exercise, both of the parties practiced the coordinated formation and naval formation, maneuver various tactical orders, established communication, ensure takeoff landing of deck-based helicopters. This is not the first time during this year that Russia held a joint naval exercise or maneuvers with partners or possible future strategic allies. Indeed, the Russian naval group, consisting of the cruiser Varyag and the frigate Marshal Shaposhnikov, set out a long voyage from the main base of the Pacific Fleet in Vladivostok at the end of January 2024. During the voyage, Russian military vessels visited India, where they had a joint military exercise called the Milan 2024. This kind of naval exercise took place in the ports of Sri Lanka and Qatar. The ships also took part in Maritime Security Belt 2024 together with the Chinese and Iranian navies, strengthening the cooperation between Moscow, Beijing and Tehran. After that, the Russian crews crossed the Gulf of Aden, the Bab el-Mandeb Strait and entering the Red Sea. Early, the Russian Ministry of Defense also communicated that several Russian military vessels arrived in Cuba and an official visit from June 12th to June 14th, four Russian warships were in the port of Havana, the capital of Cuba, in front of the United States. And this group of the Northern Fleet included the frigate Admiral Gorshkov, which is a modern missile ship equipped with high-precision weapons, including hypersonic missiles, the nuclear submarine Kazan, which is a multi-purpose submarine equipped with powerful weapon systems, the supply tanker Academic Pashin, and also the rescue boat Nikolai Chikir, which is a specialized vessel for providing assistance in case of emergency. Why does it matter? This matters because, as you can see, thanks to this fleet, Russia is extending its influence, presence, contact with countries in Asia Pacific. First of all, China, but also in India, Sri Lanka, and Qatar. Then in the Red Sea, thanks to the recent military drills and naval drills with Egypt, and also in Latin America. This is a strategy that Russia is promoting and pushing to extend also its readiness to take part in different operations and to counter the USA presence in Atlantic Ocean, in Pacific Ocean, and also thanks to the recent unofficial visit in Havana, in Cuba, in front of the coast of the United States. It is important to note that Russia, in this case, is using the military navy as an extension of its foreign policy and strategy. Even though every time the Russian Navy held military drills and naval maneuvers with some different partners, this is also a clear message to the United States and to the West regarding the main targets and the main goals of the Russian Federation. Also, the foreign policy that Russia would like to promote and the goals that the Kremlin would like to achieve in the near and future. Thanks to this navy, Russia is exercising the presence, also is promoting the ideology of a multipolar world and also foreign policy. So now we know that Russia is also engaging with Egypt, which is a strategic country in North Africa and between the Mediterranean Sea and the Red Sea. Egypt is facing internal problem due to economy, but also Egypt is a strong leader in North Africa thanks to its military apparatus, and his extensions, the presence on the Red Sea, could allow Russia to be present also in the strategic sea, which is fundamental for the trade, for international trade, for logistic supply chains. In this case, the suggestion of Special Russia is to continue monitoring the Russian military exercise and naval maneuver in a foreign environment with different foreign partners, and also assess how Russia is engaging with the countries where the Russian Navy is or had naval exercises, how Russia is engaging with this country in foreign policy. Thanks for your attention. See you to next episode of Geopolitical Report Podcast. Bye bye.